Welcome back here with the news at one. A clear treatment pathway for long COVID remains unknown. That's the finding of a review carried out by HICWA at the request of the HSC of trials so far that have looked at interventions for adults with long COVID. Long COVID is a complex condition involving a wide range of symptoms that can be debilitating and vary significantly from person to person. The most common symptoms include fatigue, brain fog, memory loss and confusion, loss of smell and shortness of breath. And although many people will experience an improvement in their symptoms over time, some are experiencing symptoms that are lasting years. No definitively effective treatment were identified in HICWA's review, and there was limited reporting on the safety of the interventions. Michelle O'Neill is with us. She's director, deputy director of HICWA, and she's in our Cork studio today. And Michelle O'Neill, thank you very much for coming into our Cork studio. If I'm a sufferer of long COVID, these findings are very disappointing.
Indeed, it is unfortunate we didn't find any treatment that's definitively effective in the literature just yet. But I think it's important to note that it's just yet. What we did find on a more hopeful note is we found hundreds of ongoing studies of potential treatments to manage the symptoms of long COVID. So in due course, as these get published, and we may indeed have evidence around treatments for long COVID.
So it's too early and the studies are quite limited. Is that why nothing has been found yet?
Yes, exactly. So we found 57 studies, which is quite a lot of studies around long COVID. These were quite limited in that they looked at a wide variety of interventions, so that for most interventions, they were only examined in one single study. These studies tended to be small in size, so they didn't recruit very many participants. They also didn't look very long term, so they looked at sort of short term effectiveness of the interventions. So really, we are in a situation that we don't have evidence just yet.
So for those who have long COVID, what is there for them?
Well, I think something to remember about long COVID, as you mentioned there, it's quite a complex condition, so very much a different experience for individuals. So it suggests that healthcare professionals provide a patient-centred, holistic approach to the assessment and management of long COVID symptoms.
What does that mean?
So I guess it means you need to look at the individual themselves, look at the symptoms that they're experiencing and how that those symptoms can best be managed. Because these symptoms will be similar to things we've seen in the past, and there may well be other ways to manage them. Although we haven't found a definitive treatment for COVID, it really is about managing the symptoms and tailoring the approach for the individual.
Michelle O'Neill, Deputy Director of HICWA, thank you for speaking with us today.